This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Following an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram which left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht on Monday. Ferd Grapperhaus is the Dutch justice minister.
Fortunately, this person was on camera, on the surveillance camera of the tramway. So we were able to very soon spot him, to also connect him through a runaway car in which he had fled from the place of the assault. So we have now arrested him. We do not know as yet as to what his motives are.
Police had earlier identified the suspect as 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökmen Taniz, releasing a photo of a bearded man sitting at the tram wearing a dark blue hooded top. Officials in Mali have put the death toll from Sunday's militant attack on an army camp at the village of Diora at 23. Suspected jihadists briefly seized the base in the central Mopti region, and officials blame Sunday's attack on deserter army colonel turned terrorist leader Baag Moussa, who's said to be close to Tuareg military chief with ties to al-Qaeda. The U.S. Defense Department has provided Congress with a list of possible military construction projects that it could use to help pay for the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border that President Donald Trump has ordered to be constructed. Acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan sent the list to Congress on Monday. Defense Department officials say not all the projects on the list would be cut, as the combined cost of the listed construction is around $12.9 billion, far more than the $3.6 billion that President Trump has sought to take from the military budget. This is VOA News.